Okay, let's move on to communications items. 197, please.
Request of Lightning, Portland Lightning Think Tank, to address council regarding communication.
Case in point. Good morning, Lightning.
That's good.
Good morning. My company is Think Lightning, a watchdog creative tank. My name is Lightning. One of the issues that we've seen is under Burnside, some of the sweeps, and we saw some leaders actually get arrested. One of the concerns I have about that is that when we have groups that are actually given land or funding to take care of the homeless and try to provide housing, should we just be looking out your office window 25 feet and not doing anything? Now, Mercy Corps, you're located right there. You know the problem is consistent. It happens every week. You're in the business to take care of the homeless. Look out your windows. Figure out a way to do it. That's why that is your purpose. And let's not just allow this to happen week after week. Mercy Corps, you have a lot of great ideas. Step it up and take care of these people out on the sidewalks and get them into housing. Now, referring to chronic homelessness, we've been doing a lot of studies in Utah, looking at what Utah does. They have about a 4 to 4.5% vacancy factor on apartments. We have about a 2 to maybe 3. Now, they are stating that they can put people into housing. They are stating there's no requirement. You just be a good resident and be a good tenant in the building. Now, from Portland's position, we're talking about maybe 2,000 people in Utah. We're talking about 2,000 chronic homelessness in Portland. It's very interesting to compare these two states because Portland has the ability to do as good as Utah is, if not better. And I feel we're moving in that direction. We need to provide more housing for the homeless. We need to create more micro apartments. We need to have these units when we sweep people to put them in at a lower cost. We're talking $75,000 per unit on these micro apartments, 50 units per building. That equates to about $3.5 million to $4.5 million overall cost. That's not a tremendous cost. We're creating jobs throughout the community. We're creating money for the suppliers throughout the community. We're creating long-term permanent housing throughout the community. We're creating buildings that we can put one individual in the building that can overlook the whole building as far as on taking care of the people's needs from either alcoholism, drug abuse, mental illness. We need well-trained people in these buildings to overlook that 50-capacity unit building. And we can begin to make sure that chronic homelessness doesn't reoccur every other 2 years that it appears to be happening in these other situations. We need long-term, permanent, sustainable housing. We need to talk to the developers, get them to step up, and begin a process to get these units built. How many minutes do I have left?
You just used your time, so.
Oh, okay, Okay, a little bit. Okay, thank you. There was a study done at 1811 East Lake Program in Seattle. They put these people into some permanent housing. They calculated that the cost savings for the chronic homeless to have them into this housing saved $30,000 per resident. When you calculate that at $30,000 times 50, that's $1,500,000 per year. We would literally pay these buildings off in cost savings of public services within 3 to 5 years. If these foundations can offer a loan, not a grant, to be paid back after the 5-year term, we can literally pay these buildings off first and then begin to fund the foundations back so they don't lose any money and it all goes back to them. And this city wins, the foundations win, and the chronic homelessness ends. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Great. Item 198, request of Robert Bernstein to address council regarding Port of Portland, West Hayden Island.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, I'm here to thank you
for helping keep Hayden Island, or West Hayden Island, as it is, at least for the near term. I'm sure there'll be further challenges. I appreciate, you know, I went to several of the hearings, and I appreciate the questions that many of you asked. I came to Portland at age 23 from Brooklyn in 1969. And I went to Hayden Island, I think it must have been 1973 or somewhere in there. It was beautiful back then. You know, like a lot of what has been developed hadn't been developed yet. It was a time when Portland actually ended at 82nd, and there was a space between Portland and Gresham. There was space between Gresham and Sandy. And so a lot of what was there in Portland has gotten filled in. The population pressures have grown. And so I think about New York at times, and I think of how early on in the 1900s, I think, they put the subway system in. They were wise enough to realize where things were going. And I think that by setting aside areas like Hayden Island, you're doing some of that same good planning. And I'd really like to see it set aside, period, you know, so that I don't have to fret and write letters to the editor and go through all this stuff. So much of that wild land, you know, like my generation, if you go back another couple of generations, when I first moved to Hawthorne, there were still amphibians in my front yard in 1972. There were toads, there were frogs, there were snakes. There's no place for critters anymore. And we are not the only species on this planet. I went to a forestry board meeting a couple of nights ago, and there were people who think that people and logs are the only existing things on this earth, but it's not true. And so I would like to see any time that the word balance gets used, that a little light bulb should go off in your head and realize that you want to talk balance? Talk about Giles Lake being filled in. Talk about where, you know, the aluminum plants have been put in. Talk about all these lands that have been lost already. And don't get fooled by the word balance. If they want to use rebalance, maybe I'd go for that. But it's still not a good use. So anyway, thanks for your efforts on behalf of West Hayden Island.
Thank you. Thanks for coming this morning. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Some people are going to testify about noise from the airport. I agree. I live on Tabor. 6:30 every morning.
Yes. Thank you.
Item 199, request of Dick Weed to address council regarding right to survive, right to dream 2.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Dick Weed. I'm with Right to Survive. I want to talk about the sweeps and Prosper Portland. In my community, Prosper Portland is kind of scary. We think that it might mean that everyone prospers but us. Thank you so much for talking about us in the last meeting that I attended here, where you guys voted to fund us, and thank you for working with us. It's really awesome. But, you know, we're like 70 people, maybe, on any given day. So I think that we could expand some of the ideas that we've been working with. My community is creative. We find solutions to cost. For instance, we just can't afford to do the things that other people can do. So we are very creative in the way that we house ourselves, the way that we keep clean, the way that we maintain our discipline, the way that we give rules to our community, the way that we spread joy amongst the suffering. But we're not tapped by your community. And I think that's an oversight. I think we should be at the table when you're talking about houseless issues. Not because we care about houseless people, although that's a really great reason, but because we offer another perspective and we include them as people. When I think of Prosper Portland, I think of a set of rules for everybody and then a set of rules for us. Well, that doesn't make me feel like I'm part of the city. It makes me feel like I'm refuse to be thrown away. The rules that sweep us off the streets, like seriously, I'm going to walk down the street, I'm going to collapse wherever I end up being because I'm so tired, and I'm going to be harassed and possibly arrested now for sleeping. That's how can we criminalize a person's ability to not do better? Basically, you're so poor that you deserve to be in jail. That's the message that we're receiving. So I want to change that. I want us to start looking at other options. I see a lot of land that's ugly in the city. Just, you know, abandoned lots, places where people congregate to do drugs. Let's turn them into gardens. Let's build tiny homes there. Let's house people that way. It can be very low cost. Let's try to get them off the street and into our community as our community. You know, it'd be much better to not have homeless people in front of my business, but have just people who happen to be my neighbors. It's not as scary. So I would like to start with that. But, you know, that requires talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay. Hey, folks. Thank you. Raise your hands if you agree, but please, let's not have a pause. Okay, item 200, please.
Request of Angela Hammett to address council regarding the homeless Bill of Rights issue.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. My name's Angela Hammett, and I am what you would call chronically homeless. I came to Portland when I lost my home in Beaverton a year and a half ago. I still had a job. I still had a car. I looked for help from the resources in this city, and they told me that there was no help for me, that I'm not chronically homeless. That was from Portland Rescue Mission. They didn't even tell me they had a women's and family program. They said, we help men. I went to TPI, and it felt like I was walking into a jail. People, when you're living in your car, you have to worry about where you're going to go to the bathroom. You have to worry about people watching you all the time. You have no privacy. If you try to put something up in your windows, the police come knocking on your door wondering what you're doing. I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to live. When you sleep on the streets, you have to worry about, again, the police shooing you along, sweeping you up, brushing you under the rug. You have to worry about other citizens that are angry because you're homeless. I knew a man that got kicked in the face and lost all of his teeth on this side because a drunk walked by and was angry that he was sleeping. So we have no privacy. People steal your things. The police steal your things. ODOT steals your things. It just depends. And you're continuously trying to replace somewhere to be. If you're not on the streets, your alternatives are, I was in a women's shelter for a while my daughter was in Utah with her dad. Again, it was like being in an institution, a jail, a psych ward, something. Currently, I've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, something I've never had in my life. Anxiety, depression, you can imagine why I have been diagnosed with those things. I simply needed a helping hand up a year and a half ago. Now I need far more than a helping hand up. I need months of rehabilitation. It seemed like it would have cost this much, you know, in the first place to help. And currently my daughter and I are in a family shelter because I'm just exhausted. I can't do it anymore. My body and my mind is physically exhausted. But the conditions in those family shelters are, you're inches away from the next family. They're coughing, their babies are crying, their sleep is almost non-existent in there. My daughter continues to get sick. She's a type 1 diabetic. It's not good when she gets sick. More hospital costs. It just seems like it would be a lot cheaper to give us somewhere to go, give us our somewhere to be. We need a helping hand up to get our lives back together. I don't think that's asking too much. And the whole homeless Bill of Rights thing, Sisters of the Road is trying to put something together. I urge you to get with them. Maybe you can give us some of your leadership input on what that homeless Bill of Rights should look like.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ms. Hammett, your testimony is really persuasive. And if you can find the time, and I could give you some bus tickets to go to Beaverton as well, because part of the problem that we have here in Portland is that other jurisdictions are not doing their part. We can do more also, and I think your testimony is very persuasive. Beaverton needs to hear that you became homeless there and that there were no services there also.
No, they don't like us or want us there at all. It's jail.
We have a lot to do as a region, and I really appreciate your partnership.
Commissioner Fritz, can I just underscore something you said? In the region, we are about 50%, Multnomah County is about 50% of the population, and we are close to 75% of the services. And it is no longer acceptable that there are communities in the region that simply say it's not our problem, that are not building affordable housing, not investing in services. And it may actually take a federal lawsuit to crack that problem, but it also should be something we engage Metro around. And we do have some people in Metro who care about affordable housing and equity. And it is simply unfair to this woman and to others who lose their home in a community and are forced to leave the community because the community offers no services.
They told me straight up, go to jail or go to Portland.
Well, and that means your child is being yanked out of a school that is familiar. It means all kinds of things, and that has disastrous consequences for childhood development, among other things. So,
yeah,
appreciate
she's
your
struggling in her to get her high school diploma.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in.
Thank you.
Okay, item 201, please.
Request of Kevin Grigsby to address council regarding cops. Homeless try to make things better.
Grigsby, you here? Okay, maybe you'll come back next week. Then let's move to the consent calendar. I think there's one item that needs to be referred back to my office, which is 208. Apparently, HR needs some more work on this. Is that right?
We've also had a request for 206 to be pulled. Joe Walsh requested that.
All right, so we'll take items 206 and 208 off the consent calendar and refer item 208 back to my office. We'll take up 206 later, and let's take a vote on the rest of the consent calendar, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Time certain.